Fresh Air's rock and roll historian Ed Ward recently moved to Berlin, Germany. One of the adjustments he says he's been trying to make is to learn a new language and keep a distance from the one he already knows.
When I moved to Germany, I hadn't counted on the pervasiveness of English. Not just the clothing with the English phrases on it, that's pretty international at this point, nor the fact that all Germans who grew up in the West took English in school, and many of them speak it well. No, although there's still plenty of German in my environment, a lot of the time I'm surrounded by English. Take the subway, always a good place to learn a language as you stand waiting for the train to come, staring at the billboards. Germans smoke a lot, so there are plenty of ads for cigarettes. Come to where the flavor is, Marlboro urges us, while Camel suggests we taste the adventure. For years, Peter Stuyvesant has urged come together in its ads, while with Prince Denmark, it's simply the taste. And Drum Tobacco, perhaps looking at the German recession, reminds us that you can roll your own. Now, this is doubtless because America and tobacco are linked in the European mind. Thank you, Marlboro Man. Although Lucky Strike, probably the American brand, the one that was used as currency in post-war Berlin, advertises in German. It's the other English that I find odd. Take Pennymarkt, a discount supermarket whose trademark is a Pfennig, not a penny. A lot of their house brands have English names, albeit weird ones. Would you want to wash your clothes with Pallor detergent or drink a Final Cola? They also sell funny cat food, although I don't think it's made by the same company that makes funny potato chips and other snack food. Nor do I think most women would want to wear the perfume I saw a guy selling on the street the other day, a Pose. I'm dead certain nobody in any English-speaking country would want to use a condom called Pop, and they might feel odd about another brand, Anti-Baby. Then there are the words everybody uses when there are already good German words for them, like Audi offering super leasing. The supermarket over which I live offers a party service for its customers, which I thought was English, but the German word for party is party. Presumably, they never had them before English speakers arrived on the scene. In my neighborhood, you can take ballet lessons at the dance studio, but perhaps you'd rather go to the sports center for fitness or slimming. Afterwards, the ladies can buy cosmetics at the drugstore or the beauty shop. For diversion, there's the theater or concerts, and all Berliners know that the best deals are at the last-minute ticket service. It's not English, a friend said the other night. It's Neudeutsch, or New German. Words like talk show and computer just landed in the language, because there's no German equivalent of the Académie Française to oppose them. Using English means you're appealing to a young audience that feels comfortable speaking it, or in the case of East Germans, wants to, my friend says. Still, it makes me uncomfortable. In a country that's made headlines for being notably unfriendly to certain foreigners, it means that some of us are more welcome than others. I don't know of any circles where Turkish words pepper the conversation as a mark of hipness. Unwieldy and complicated though it is, German's a language that works, with wonderful untranslatable concepts like Lebensmüdigkeit, life-tiredness. I feel like a colonialist when I hear a guy with a German accent selling a product in English on television, so I can only wonder how the East Germans feel. Maybe the Germans will forgive me when they hear me speak, clumsily trying to come to terms with their difficult, but I hope learnable, language.
Ed Ward is living in Berlin and writing for Checkpoint magazine.